Imagine that you are in a very peaceful place in nature. Allow yourself to feel your own presence in a natural setting of great beauty. And then become aware of the chakras in the body and focusing at the base of the spine in Muladhara Chakra. Imagine there to be the earth element, and imagine the square, the golden square of earth element, and repeat the mantra. Lung, lung, lung. And as you do so, imagine that this earth element is completely pure, purifying the earth element in yourself and in the earth itself, harmonizing the elemental earth. Then moving to the Svadhisthana Chakra, where it is the seat of the water element. Imagine an upward facing crescent moon and the purification of all the waters of earth with the repetition of the Bij mantra. Vang. 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 Purifying all the waters, the seas, the streams, the rivers, the waters in your body, the waters in the earth, all filled with vitality of divine prana, purified in their natural elemental state. All the liquids become pure in their elemental purity. And moving to the seat of the fire element, the luminous element, move to the Manipura Chakra, just above the navel point. And see the upward facing luminous red triangle, the symbol of fire and luminosity. The luminous vibrancy of the fire element, the element of light, heat, fire, and let it be pure, pure, in balance, in harmony with all the elements. So all the elemental forces are in harmony with each other when they are in their natural state of being. So bring this fire element into its natural state of being so that the sun, the warmth, the fire, the luminosity, and the luminous element of your own being as that of all beings, becomes purified. The prana balanced, harmonized. All elements in their proper seat, in their balance between each other. Luminosity, fire, warmth. Is in healing. In balance. Purified in its own seat with the Bij mantra, Rang. Then the air element in its seat in the heart chakra, in Anahat chakra between the breasts, the seat of the air element, the oxagon swirling like mist, swirling like smoke, swirling air. With a smoky green, blue, with a grayish blue smoky cloud. It's a healing of the air element, pure air, circling round, light like a feather, light, air, the gaseous element, healing inside you, purified in its seat, healing in all beings, in the earth itself, in the sky, in the air element, in its place, balanced in harmony, finding its harmony with its Bij sound. Yang. And as the elements of earth, water, fire, air are in harmony, in their seat, in balance, in you and in the planet itself, the etheric element finds its seat in the throat chakra at the Adam's apple in Vishuddha. There, the etheric element or space, the spatial quality, finds its place, its seat, in the vast essence, the subtlety of space, the spaciousness of being. This elemental force is in balance with all other elements in its seat, in you, in all beings, in the earth, in the sky, in the atmosphere, in the stars, and the cosmos. Space is in place and finding its seat with its core sound. Hum. The five elements harmonized, radiating harmony through all the planet, or through you, through all life. Then, from the elemental world to the cosmic world, to the cosmic mind at its seat in Ajna Chakra, in the center of the head, just above the eyebrows, in the middle. Ajna Chakra, the center of perfect peace, the center of the cosmic dance of creation, the creative force in which the whole elemental world that manifests this planet and all beings is in harmony. The grace, the pure light of the creative force is creating the harmony of the universe on Earth, with humanity, with all beings. And it's bead sound of creation. And finally, movement to the Sahasrara Chakra at the top of the head, to the silence where there is no sound, to the pure source of all being, to the essence of life, out of which the thousand-petal lotus emerges, dripping down the nectar of divine grace into creation. Envision here the Sadguru, the pure light, the effulgent light of essential being, of love without end, of the vital core of all that is. And let that, from that vital core, the pure white light fall through the thousand-petaled lotus into the manifestation, into the creation process, into the Om, into the five elements, into the creation of a Hum, the space into the creation of yang, into the creation of air and gas, into the creation of rang, into the creation of fire and luminosity, into the creation of water, vang, all liquid flow, into the creation of earth and the static element. Let that divine white light create the universe with harmony, prana, and grace. Let it fill your entire body, healing any dark spots, any areas of illness or struggle. Let this shower of light and prana from divine source, from the Sadguru, from the cosmic essence, fill your body, healing all ills and ails. Fill your mind, softening all wounds, illumining the darkness, letting truth be known. Let it fill you completely until there is only the white light and prana, the vibrancy of cosmic being where you have been. There is only the pure light, the shower of grace, of infinite cosmic love, showering through you, through every cell in your body, through every corner of your mind, and into the earth itself, spreading from you to the whole earth. Let this grace of Paramapurusha, the grace of the Supreme Entity, the One Eternal, the Creator of all that is, the Holder of all, let its prana and grace fall in a rain of white light, a gentle shower of white light, filling the earth with prana, the surface of the earth being green and vibrant, oceans pure, water clean and crystal, trees green, vibrant, nature alive in total purity, the air completely clear, clean, the atmosphere filled with this light. Let it surround the entire globe, emanating from the earth itself, emanating from the atmosphere, emanating from all the elements, creating a field of prana, a field of pure white light raining onto the earth, engulfing the earth, so that all beings breathe the prana, the light, the vibrancy, awakening the subtle mind, awakening life, life force, vibrantly filling all the elements with purity so that they clean themselves of any debris. The minds of people are cleaned. The animals feel the presence. All life begins to relate to the harmony of the universe, to the harmony of this light. It speaks to the cells. It speaks to the minds. It speaks to life itself, bringing all the children of earth into harmony, bringing all beings to live in balance with each other, bringing cleanliness to the air, purity to the seas, harmony to the earth, greenness, blue skies, rich seas, pure, clean waters, babbling brooks, great rivers of pure water filled with life, teeming. Forests of great trees, vibrant, alive, all life finding its balance. See this planet in its great glory, in its true form, guided by Dharma, living in the ocean of divine grace, the vibrant prana of the divine light, filling all the world. Pure, pristine, whole. This is the future. See it now. Make it real. See it strongly. Feel the shower of light and love, a vibrant prana showering on all, and the vibrancy of prana from every living being and from the earth itself, all vibrating together in an exquisite world of life and health and well-being. This is the future. Make it so, even now. Build this reality. This is your work. This is your Dharma. May all beings be happy. May all beings live in the vibrant love of the Infinite One. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. When you come back to your body, filled with the vibrant prana of the infinite love of Parama Purusha, of the divine being, take that grace, and there you can do your practice or do your puja. All right. Namaskar.